Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're profiling New York Representative Joseph Morrell, a lawmaker whose extensive career in state government laid the groundwork for his impactful work in the U.S. House.
Leah, before his time in Washington, Representative Morrell was a deeply ingrained figure in New York state politics for decades. Can you walk us through his career in the state legislature?
Certainly. Joseph Morrell spent an incredible 28 years serving in the New York State Assembly, beginning in 1990. For 12 of those years, he held one of the most powerful positions in state government, Assembly Majority Leader. In this role, he was responsible for managing the legislative agenda, negotiating with the governor and the state senate, and ensuring that key bills important to New Yorkers made it through the legislative process. His time as majority leader gave him an intimate understanding of how to build coalitions, manage budgets, and pass significant legislation on issues ranging from education funding to healthcare reform. This extensive experience as a legislative leader at the state level is really the cornerstone of his political career.
So he comes to Congress with an unusual depth of legislative experience. What prompted his move to federal politics in 2018?
His entry into Congress was actually to succeed a truly iconic figure in New York politics, the late Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, who had served the 25th District for decades. Morrell won a special election in 2018 to fill her seat, and then subsequently won the general election. This meant he arrived in Washington not as a typical freshman, but as a seasoned legislative leader who understood the intricacies of crafting policy and working with diverse groups. His district encompasses the city of Rochester and its surrounding suburbs, a region with a strong manufacturing heritage and significant academic and technological institutions.
Given that background, what have been his main legislative priorities since arriving in Congress? What issues does he champion most strongly?
His legislative priorities very much reflect his long tenure in state government and the needs of his district. He secured a crucial seat on the House Committee on Appropriations, which is one of the most powerful committees because it controls federal spending. This allows him to directly advocate for federal investments in his district, for infrastructure projects, scientific research at institutions like the University of Rochester, and initiatives to support local businesses and advanced manufacturing jobs. Healthcare is another major focus. He is a strong advocate for expanding access to affordable healthcare, protecting Medicare and Social Security benefits, and ensuring that seniors have the support they need. He also champions environmental protection, particularly for Lake Ontario and the Great Lakes, recognizing their vital economic and ecological importance to his region. His approach is very much about bringing federal resources and attention to the specific, tangible needs of his constituents.
It sounds like his long history in state leadership has translated into a very practical and effective approach in Washington. What do you see as the defining characteristic of Representative Morrell's political style?
I think his defining characteristic is his commitment to pragmatic, results-oriented governance, honed over decades. He's not known for grandstanding or ideological battles, but for his ability to dig into policy details and work across the aisle to deliver for his constituents. His legislative style is one of steady, consistent advocacy. He understands that effective governance often happens incrementally, building consensus and leveraging relationships. Having spent so long in the trenches of state legislation, he understands that the real work of improving people's lives often comes down to securing funding, refining regulations, and ensuring that federal programs genuinely address local needs. He's the embodiment of a legislator who believes in the power of diligent, day-to-day work to make a difference.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.